The list is substantial and growing. CNN, Bloomberg, Reuters, Chicago Sun-Times, and just recently, NPR. All either dropped their comment sections or moved them to social media. Most said their comment sections had become more diatribe than dialogue. Staff and readers alike were becoming disgusted by rampant racism, misogyny, and malicious threats. But what about journalists and readers in our area? My first stop was the sauna at the Arcata Community Pool, where opinions are shared the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, with a real name attached, and sometimes with a touch of extra steam. I spoke with Joanne, Eric, and Tyler, who asked me not to use their last names.
I don't like the comment section because people are rude and disrespectful and they say mean things.
Sometimes I'm taken aback, sometimes I'm shocked, but I learn a lot about what other citizens are thinking.
It's this like control thing, you know, you can like have the power and like who cares enough to prove their point to somebody on the internet.
Apparently not that many people, or maybe better put, a small vocal minority. NPR's website gets about 30 million unique viewers each month, but less than 1% make comments, and a fraction of that comment regularly. Those small numbers are typical for most news sites. So if comments were dropped, would they even be missed? Hank Sims thinks they would.
The comments they sort of underline the fact that you're dealing in an interactive medium. It's not somebody standing on a mountain preaching down from on high.
Sims is the editor for the Lost Coast Outpost, a hyperlocal news site that Sims created to become the, quote, homepage for Humboldt County.
I think having no comments would sort of ignore the reality of how people communicate nowadays, which is that anybody can publish, anybody can have a popular following, anybody can talk to thousands or millions of other people very simply. That didn't exist before. And it's more dialogue now than it had been in the past.
But it was nastiness, not dialogue, that forced Sims 2 years ago to develop a unique adaptation. He divided his comment section into three parts. One he called Thunderdome, where pretty much anything goes. The second is called the Country Club, which aspires to be more genteel. And the third is the satirical Zen section that has no comments whatsoever. Readers don't just get to pick their poison, they pick their dosage. So if comments could be considered content, then isn't moderating this content a slippery slope to censorship? Marcy Bersener doesn't think so.
Comments are content. Absolutely, they're content. But you wouldn't just, if you have a newspaper or a magazine or a television station, you wouldn't just air anything. That's not journalism.
Bersener is a chair of the Department of Journalism at Humboldt State University and a devout First Amendment advocate.
Journalism is moderating a conversation. That's what journalism is. When you don't moderate, then it's just public discussion. And there's lots of forums for public discussion.
Most small news outlets don't have the resources to monitor comments full time. A common solution is to use a third-party comment system to help filter spam. Most outlets will also delete blatant harassment, profanity, or criminal activity. And they require some form of registration, but they know commenters can remain anonymous simply by using screen names and generic email addresses.
It's not about the anonymity, it's about what it does to the conversation.
Thaddeus Greenson is news editor for the Eureka-based alternative weekly, the North Coast Journal. Like most editors, he's noticed complete anonymity creates an open season for trolls, but a complex registration system can stifle participation.
You know, we really want to do as much as we can to facilitate a dialogue in the community about our stories and our work. A strict policy that kind of forbids any anonymity can really silence that discussion, especially around sensitive topics. So for us, this is kind of the best compromise of having some accountability, but still allowing anonymity.
All the journalists I spoke with had been personally attacked online, but they still continue to believe in the value of comment sections.
So often in the comment section, a viewer or a commenter will bring up something we didn't think of.
Jay Hockaday is the manager of KIEM3 television in Eureka.
And very often that takes us then down another path in that same story that we got, which you wouldn't have gotten any other way.
Of note, according to a study by the American Press Institute, only 1 out of 3 Americans consider comment sections to be important. Michael Joyce, JPR News, Humboldt County.